All right, that was the Downhalls with a song called Green. Before that, we opened up with the Sheila Divine and Automatic Buffalo. Actually, that was I'm a Believer from Buffalo, from Sheila Divine. It's 804 WMFO in Medford. The Rock and Roll Rumble starts this weekend, and I've been to a lot of rumbles over the years. The thing started in 1979 when it was the WBCN Rock and Roll Rumble. The winners that first year were the Neighborhoods. Might play something by them later on in the show, but there's a lot of good acts in there this year as well. And there were a lot of good bands that won the Rumble. There were a lot of good bands that didn't win. And there were a lot of great bands that were never even in the Rumble. So the main thing is to support the local scene, and if you go, you might find bands you didn't know about that you now do and you like. So it's a good thing to get out there and catch a couple nights. I'll probably go to a few. This is, I'm going to play something some later on. I'll play something in the show from a few bands that are in this year's Rumble that I've been playing a lot on this show. Right now, though, this is something by Brad Marino. It's his, Brad Marino is in The Connection. This is his solo debut effort. It's called Extra Credit is the name of the CD. And this is one of the tracks off of that.
Things you've been thinking, no use in lying, there's no use in minting.
That was Nat Friedberg with his new release, Better Late Than Never. Name of that song was World to Come. And before that, we had, as I said, Brad Marino with Broken Clocks off of Extra Credit. I'm going to probably have Brad try to call in next week if he can get around to it. As I said earlier, this is kind of like a Rock and Roll Rumble show. In the Sheila Divine, who I opened with, they won the Rumble back in 1999. It's 8:11. Here in the studio, there's a different format for logging the songs in, unbeknownst to me till I came in here and tried to log on. So that's why the first few minutes were kind of, I don't know, they weren't that out of sorts, but a lot of times you come in here and you got to figure things out on the fly. So they were different, it was a different format, but we're good. This next song, I used to have a two-hour show a couple of years ago, I think. It was back in the summer, and I like this format better. But I used to have a two-hour show, and I used to open every show with this particular band. They're a local band that were, I think they won the Rumble, too. Let me look. Yeah, this is a band called Dockbuster, who won the Rumble in the year 2000. And I used to open the show with this for a while. Here we go.
Too early morning light and still can't make it home. The hours seem long. I flip the radio on and hear my favorite song. I want you play it, Mr. DJ, and please don't take all night. I want you play it, Mr. DJ, and I hope you get it right. The clock, the minutes never stop. It's proof that time goes by. The hours seem long. I flip the radio on and hear that DJ guy. Oh, won't you play it, Mr. DJ, and please don't take all night. Oh, won't you play it, Mr. DJ, and I hope you get it right.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
But I have to tell myself, just look ahead, 'cause it'll lead to
That's a great local band, Justine and the Unclean. They're going to be in the Rumble this year. Justine's been on a couple times this show. That song was called This System Is Set to Self-Destruct off Heartaches and Hot Problems, their latest EP, which is a great supporting cast in that band. A lot of, I guess you'd say, rock pedigree in from this town. So I wish her all the best in the Rumble this year. I'll certainly be there for her nights. Before that, we had Andrea Gillis staying on the right side of Satan. Krista Johnson and the Cure-Alls with Something Good, their latest single. Krista Johnson is the last Rumble winner because there wasn't one last year, but in 2000, so I guess it would be 2017 she won. She's going to be playing, I believe, with the Cure-Alls on the last night of the Rumble to close things out, I guess you'd say. So this is another new band that is going to be in the Rumble. Different style here. It's a bit of a punk outfit called the Art Thieves. Here we go.
Feeling good. Spend her on you. Actually, there is suicide. They look convincing. Pinching.
time. We are your light, but come by now, cause we're selling out. We are all wise, good as gold.
Give us your poor.
All right, it's 840 WMFO in Medford. That was the Von Trapps, a band out of Salem, a song called Sound the Alarm. Before that, The Outlets, going way back for that one, called Knock Me Down. Lenny Lachey's Gang of One with All Our Welcome. Radio Compass, we're going to be in the Rumble this year with a song called All Stars. And The Art Thieves with Do It Yourself USA off of Russian Rats. Going to play something by the Street Dogs, and we'll be back in a bit.
of the bistro, walking like she took it, my brother, because maybe she does. In a smooth light on the Albertina, where she launched a little magazine. Launch it like a rocket when you write the zeitgeist, so money's alright.
Discreet, and she calls.
That was Duck and Cover with Stan Correct. Before that, Downbeat 5 with My Way. John Paul Haida International Airport with Airport Life. Watts with All the Rage. It's 857 WMFR in Medford. Stay tuned for Sam. I'm going to leave you with something from the first Rumble winners way back in 1979. This band's called The Neighborhoods. It's from Live at the Rat, the legendary Rat. And we'll see you next week. Peace.